views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and you know, it has been an interesting month so far, and it, what is it, the 8th? I know. This is an interesting time. We're really ramping up for the energies of 2016, and I do hope that everything that I've been bringing to you and everything that you're learning out there is helping you find a way through this introspective year. It's a very introspective year. This year's focus has always been about spiritual growth. So I've been putting a lot of effort into what I can bring to you each week that can help you along the way as we're in that current energy at that moment. Now, we took a break last week, so thank you for that. I really needed a timeout, and it was a good thing I did because we had that nice little storm come right through here and lost power anyway. So I know, and they said, you need a break, and I guess that was good timing. So, but we're back today. We're live. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And the topic today is we're looking to the angels for guidance. I do that every day, and I'm sharing that with you. And I've had some really interesting insights coming in to share with you. We are still in the Mercury retrograde until September 22nd. So if you feel challenged, drained, everything just seems harder or uphill right now, that could be part of the influence, but it doesn't have to be a negative. And I really want to emphasize that. A couple of topics we're going to talk about today is a different perspective, and also about how can we handle the anger that we're feeling or someone has toward us. That is a lot of what humanity is coughing up right now, if you want to call it anything else. This energy is pushing that to the surface to be dealt with. And we need to talk about that a little bit to help you because, you know, anger is part of our energy. It's part of it. It's a part of who we are that we have to accept. Everybody has moments where they have that. It's a normal part of our emotions, however. It's how we deal with them that's important, how we react or respond, and what are we doing with that. If we're pinning it up, if it's being displaced on something else that really had nothing to do with what you're upset about, this makes us go into a place where we can really be true to ourselves and be honest about what's going on inside. So you don't want to avoid that emotion. You want to understand that emotion and then redirect it into a constructive, positive way. Now, you know, people are getting mad about everything right now. It's just the way it is. They're getting mad because they don't understand why something's not working the first time they try it. They get mad because you're positive. Well, you know, that's where they are. And I'm sharing that with you because if you are on a road where you're highly sensitive, and if you are a highly sensitive person or empathic in any way, you're probably feeling it a little bit more this month. You're probably feeling a lot more. And I want to explain that as well. I've had incredible things coming through that are starting to make so much more sense. And I'm hoping that that's going to help you too. So We can do angel readings if you have a particular question, if you want to call in, we can do that. But I have plenty that I'm going to be sharing. And it's about the spiritual awakening. And what really is a spiritual awakening? What is it? Like, what is that? You know, why does it have to feel like it's overwhelming? It doesn't, but it can if you are resistant to it, or if you're trying to keep things the same way or still trying to do things the same way. It can feel like it's a bumpy, resistant battle. You know, it's like not working. So that's one of the things that's happening to a lot of people. They think it's so, and it's not a novelty, really. Oh, it's so interesting that you connect with angels, or that you can do an intuitive reading, or you can, you know, bring a message through from a loved one, things like that. And you know, we have a novelty toward it that we want to learn about it, or we're interested. We think it's, you know, really cool. And that's okay. That's okay for that. But then they get freaked out if they actually connect. So, yeah. So that, you know, I'm just putting it in perspective. It is fascinating if you haven't done that yet, or you don't feel like you have. And the thing is, the universe will connect and communicate with us in ways that are all around us. You're probably just stepping right over it. And it's about opening up the awareness. Spiritual awareness, spiritual awakening. It's the same thing. That's the best way I can describe it, because an awakening is you're awakening your awareness of there's more around you than you saw before. There's more going on. And it's not just about connecting to other dimensions or other deities or anything else. It's an awareness of who you are, true to you inside, and taking a proactive approach to positive change, to improving and making the most out of your time here on Earth. I mean, Earth has been known to be the school of hard knocks in lessons, and it is. It is. Things happen. Tough things happen. They happen to me too. They happen to everybody. And there was a time that I took a really hard reaction to things. I did, you know, and I had to learn that too. And once I was shifting the perspective of why I was going through or why it happened, and it wasn't always about what somebody did to me. The blame game is still a little crazy out there. I see it everywhere. It's going to change for you when you can pull away from the blame game and bring all of that back to what you can do within yourself. When you redirect that energy to what can I do to change this or not attract these kinds of experiences anymore, or how could I respond differently or not respond at all and move on and take that energy that's upsetting me so much and put it towards something positive that will help me? That's huge right there. That is when you are really taking a responsibility for what you're experiencing. And a lot of responsibility is part of this these days. It's about, you know, and then people are like, wow, you really, really? And yes, we have to take responsibility for what we're experiencing. And some people are like, well, I shouldn't have to because I didn't do it to myself. I understand that might be where you are. And I can't make you change, but I can share with you some things that can free you from that, because that's really a bondage, really. That is putting yourself in a locked cage to not be happy. And I got to thinking about it. And when it first started shifting for me, I remember thinking, I'm not going to waste my energy on that anymore. You know, you kind of feel like, well, I'm going to get you because I'm not going to let you get mad. And you kind of feel like that at first. I'm honestly going to recommend you go down that path, and you'll feel like, well, I don't want to be spiteful. You've got to go up to the next frequency, basically. It's a taking it from anger to another level that's not anger, but it's not going worse. It's going more positive. It's kind of like half steps going into maybe well, huh, I'll show you. And it's kind of a spiteful way to do it. But then you take it from there and you go, well, I don't even need to waste my time being spiteful. I could just take all this energy and put it into something that I really love to do. Something that takes your mind off of things is very active meditation. And for me, it's painting at the easel. And I was doing that yesterday. I'm going to share with you some of that introspective too, because it was about this show and I kept being called by Power Animal. And so I'll sit down at the easel and I will literally just paint, draw, you know, lots of different ways. I will work with that power animal by drawing, painting, you know, all different things. And it'll start to speak and more information will come out. And then things pop out on the canvas that I wasn't seeing before. Wow. And that's what I want to share with you. And I think, you know, I'm feeling that I need to do that more. And it was pretty interesting and it made so much sense. And I didn't realize that until I was in it. And then I was like, oh, you're speaking to me this way, which is way they do speak to me, but they're calling me to be there more. So, and I'm going to be doing that, but, and I will share that with you as well. So this is angel guidance. A couple of angels have come through with some recommendations for you with some of the things you may be feeling challenged with to help you make this into more than just draining you. It doesn't have to be that way. There's things you can do, but you are going to need to be proactive with it. And that's a choice you have to make. So that's what we're talking about. This is angel guidance, and it's about supporting your spiritual awakening, or you could say supporting your spiritual awareness. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soul Tech Chair.
the Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. Wow, that was a quick stop. We are back. And you know what? I want to say, if you're brand new to this show, we like to dive in and we like to look at the philosophy called metaphysics about what's beyond life. That's what the show is about. Today, we're looking at guidance from angels. And these angels that came through, absolutely, Michael, because it's about cutting the cords of the stuff that's dragging you down. So absolutely, he's all about this. Jophiel came in, you know, for the month because it's time to be, you know, we got to put a little bit more positive in there. And, you know, I told you that I was working yesterday about the show and what I was going to be talking to you about today. And I knew it was about spiritual awakening, but I wasn't quite sure exactly what is it that you want me to share about it. Now, we said earlier, spiritual awakening is spiritual awareness. It's awareness. So if you're walking by down the same street every day, and then all of a sudden one day you notice something that's always been there, but you've never seen it before, it's like that. It's very much like that. But what's happening right now is a lot is coming into your awareness very quickly. It is moving fast. That's the energy and the opportunity to grow exponentially in a very short amount of time. In the past, we're used to it taking a while, it, you know, slow, it moved. Well, this ramping up of the energy is actually moving things much faster so you can get there sooner. It's like taking the freeway versus, you know, the back roads on a trip. We're arriving faster, much faster. That right there is probably why you're feeling a little bit like, whoa, can it slow down? It's not going to slow down, but there's things that you can do to make the ride easier. Okay. So this is where, when I was talking a few weeks ago, it's really important to be clearing your energy. Extremely important. If you keep it cleared regularly, you'll find that each day will have its ups and downs and challenges and something different and a surprise. And, you know, that just happens. But you'll find that you're handling it better because you're removing things as they're piling on. So I did put together the free gift for that everybody, and it's basic stuff. It's the simple get you started on that. And in this month, and that's coming soon. That's coming soon. Is we had a little bit of issue here, so we're getting them out. But we're going to start doing some energy live clearings on my website in a live stream. So that's something that we're going to be doing if you want to be a part of that. And I'll put those announcements into that energy healing class as well. And that's free if you want to go check that out. JenRoyster.com. It's right there on the front page. Now, what do you mean by clearing your energy? Well, if you have anger and you can't seem to shake it off, clear your energy. If you feel down, if you feel discouraged, if you feel like something's just holding you back or you're not feeling good about yourself, or maybe you're getting a slight depression or a bigger one, you know, clear your energy. And I've worked with people in clinical psychiatry before. You know, I've worked with clients. We've worked with the same clients together. And clearing energy is one of the things they would recommend for some, you know, the one that I was working with. And they would come in for it for themselves. So even if you have something very serious, or I wouldn't say serious, but you have something that needs medical attention, like something in a disorder or something like that, energy healing, energy clearing can only benefit you and help you. It does have a stabilizing, balancing effect for whatever you may have going on. So I highly recommend it. You're not taking a drug. It's energy. You're just clearing energy. I've had psychiatrists send their own family in for it because they knew they'd come in for it themselves. And they knew that it would make a difference. It wasn't interfering with any of the other things they were doing. It doesn't conflict if you are having to take a medication. I mean, the less medication, the better as far as I'm concerned. But if there's something that you really need to be taking, energy healing is not going to interfere with that. It's going to help you. So that is a big one right there that I am highly recommending. You don't have to be in person for it to work with a healer. You don't have to be in person. You can learn to do things for yourself. That's what the class is that I put out there. If you want to start off doing it for yourself, because there's a guided meditation. The other free class that I have, the meditations, that's a collection of meditations. And it also has another type of, it's just another energy healing meditation in there. So you can get them both. No cost. That's a gift to you. So you have no excuse to avoid clearing your energy because I've given you everything you need right there. And you need to start by being proactive yourself. And there's a big thing out there, like everybody's mad, like somebody's always taking. I could take that attitude if I wanted. I could do that because I put more energy, probably 75% of my energy goes into what I give you for free. I could have a resentful attitude about that if I wanted to, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. I put a lot of money and effort into giving and providing for humanity because I believe humanity can heal. I want to make sure they've got what they need. It's kind of my contribution. It's my gift. However, then you have to do something on the other side of that to help pay for all that stuff you're doing, right? Well, and you know, and that happens with everybody. Do you want to go to a job and nobody pays you? I mean, that kind of, you know, you got to eat, right? So, you know, those things go back and forth. But for some reason, there's a mentality. And I'm really talking to light workers right now. And this came from Michael. Don't let them beat you up like that because, you know, We have to show that we deserve to be fed and our needs met as well because we're here to help humanity. So you have to think of that way as well because, you know, there was an old mentality about that where you felt like, oh, I just need to give and it always has to be for free. And I do give a lot. But there's also a thing called give and receive that's supposed to be a balance. And so I'm sharing that with everyone out there that might be feeling like I'm working and nothing comes back. Do you believe that you deserve for it to come back? I ask you to look at that. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that at all. What comes back to me is always a blessing and it gets routed right back into what I give back out. It really does. I really should be a nonprofit is what I should do because that's what it is. But I'm sharing that I understand you can go that route, but you don't have to take that perspective. Now, when I told you I was meditating yesterday, I was taking on this, the power animal was crab. I know, I live at the beach, so we see, you know, I live on the Chesapeake Bay, so it's like blue crabs everywhere. This crab kept coming into my thoughts, into my dreams. Not like I physically saw one, but the crab was just, it was crab. So finally, I just sat down at the easel. And the day before yesterday, I did it in watercolor. And I was like, okay, that's kind of okay. And I did that. And it was like, well, all right. And I didn't really feel a whole lot with that. And so then I took out pastels. And I have a lot of pastels because I love that medium. And that's really just drawing with chalk, right? I started just going and I got completely lost in it. And then it started to really speak. And the crab, what, they have all these legs going everywhere. And I was like, what is it that you're here to do? And it was kind of funny because the first metaphor that came through was crabby, you know, like cranky. And I went, well, that's making sense with the energy that everybody's throwing out there right now. Everybody's frustrated about something. But also when crab comes around, if you looked at the power animal part of that, It's like know when to discern and when to withdraw. And, you know, when to go forward. And then sometimes it's a timing. It's a timing. Which direction are you going? Now, a crab has a hard shell and a very soft middle, so it's a highly sensitive. It represented a very highly sensitive person. And the highly sensitive people are going to feel this a little bit more and relate to this. But if things are really emotional for you right now, think about your boundaries. Think about your shielding a little bit more, because this energy will back off here around the 20, it'll kind of ease off a little bit and things will come back into a direct with the retrograde and we'll start to see things clearly. But it's churning up how we did things in the past and how we could do them better. But shield up. When I talk about shielding up, simply say an intention prayer and visualize yourself like in a completely protected, bubble shield. I prefer the triangle lately. The triangle works for me better than a circle. So I'm using a triangle. It just makes sense to me and it repels off. And I'm sharing that because if you're highly sensitive, your emotions, you're going to get your feelings hurt a lot more right now. That's the crab energy again. You're going to, and if you have that sign, you know, the Cancer sign, if you were born in that time of the year, you may feel a whole lot more with the water emotions, you know, more crying. Don't hold the tears back. Allow them to flow. You may have to go, okay, I might need to excuse myself so I can go do this. But shield up and nurture yourself. The crab is starving to tend to the community. It wants to nurture. That energy of that sign is a nurturing energy. It also can get very angry and very crabby and strike out and think about it. It's making a lot of sense. And then when I saw this painting starting to shift, it was weird. It had a bird beak. And I got to go quick because we're going to break. But it had a bird beak. I was like, what's that? And it was looking down. So it was like, change the perspective. It's not as it seems right now. So hold on to any permanent reactions until at least after the retrograde. So that was one of the big ones that came through yesterday that I wanted to share. And I'm actually going to continue to work with that one a little bit more because we're still feeling that to see what else it may have. Now, we're going to take a short break. We're talking about angel guidance. Michael is saying, shield up, clear, clear. Take your time for yourself. Make sure you are doing something for you because you'll get through this better. And the anger can be redirected positively. That was one of the biggest messages. And it's about spiritual awakening and awareness. So I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're working with angel guidance and supporting our spiritual awakening or awareness, spiritual awareness. And what is the awareness? The awareness is waking up to everything around you that you were missing before. There's a lot of things that are going to continue to wake up for us every day, and it is fast right now. If you feel overwhelmed, meditation and breathing slowly is fantastic. And, you know, and I always hear, I can't meditate. I'm too wound up. I can't sleep. Just sit down and breathe slowly. Or if you like gardening, go out in the garden. You know, whatever it is that takes your mind off all of the stuff, go do that. That's an act of meditation. It's wonderful. And I was sharing that I did the one where I was painting the crab yesterday. And there was more that came through with that one. The crab, it's about introspection. And that makes sense. We're turning inward to find answers. It's curiosity. What's in there? I'm so curious, but I don't know where to start looking. Curiosity is actually a very good energy right now for you. And you can learn about things that maybe you never wanted to before, or maybe you're curious about something that you've never found interesting before. That is a sign right there. Hello. All of a sudden you get this curiosity about something you never had curiosity about before. Look into it. Learn about it. Google it. Search it. Study it. Read about it. Explore it. I mean, the way things are with technology now, you can explore just about anything safely. And it not be like you've dove in with both feet and you can't get back out. Don't make any commitments to anything until a little bit later in the month. If there's something that you really see you want to do or change, you're probably going through quite a bit right now. Like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want that anymore. If it's a really big deal, sit on it and wait till after the 22nd. If you still feel that way, then so be it. Do it. Go for it. You'll know. You'll be clear. Because the introspective is looking at everything from a different angle. If you turn a painting upside down, it looks completely different than if you have it right side up. If you hang upside down from a tree, everything's going to look different, right? So that everything's looking different right now, but it's to help you see it, to gain perspective. And that's what this month, and that's what that message is that Michael and the crab power animal was trying to bring through. It's perspective. Change the way you're looking at things, right? Change the way you're looking at things. Look at things from a different angle. Look at it from a different perspective. Give it, explore it. Just be curious about it and explore it. Sometimes if our heels are dug in so tight and so deep, we're refusing to see things around us that are trying to actually come into our life to help us, opportunities included. So, you know, when I'm sharing this, it's to help you know that, you know, none of this is going to control you unless you allow it. And you don't want the anger to control you. You don't want the overwhelm to control you. You don't want to be afraid of life changes. You don't want to be afraid to move forward. You don't want to be afraid to take the opportunity that's there because you won't change the perspective about it, or you won't even look into it or try something different. That's a box we put ourselves in. And it's really, this energy coming through is really trying to push, if you want to say push your buttons, I guess it is in a way, it's really trying to push you out of that comfort zone, out to the edge, and it's pushing whatever's in there out to the edge so you can get a different perspective on it. It's giving you the option to do that. Now, this energy isn't going to stay around like this. And it'll go back down, and then you'll go about, and then, but what you can really take from this is how fast you can advance to something else about a reality you want to be in. And, you know, Archangel Raphael, I asked him, I go, you know, how can we heal through this? I asked him, I was like, what can I share that can help people heal through the challenge right now? And one of the biggest challenges that I'm seeing is the physical symptoms that are coming through for everybody. I mean, the symptoms are crazy. Headaches off the chart. Nothing wrong except headaches. Maybe the sinuses are bothering you more. You know, something's just bothering you more this year. Everything seems a little bit more accelerated or enhanced. Whatever your individual thing is, go take time, be proactive, and look to see what you can do physically to be healthier in that naturally. You know, okay, I know you're doing all the other stuff and you might feel like that's all your options are. No, that's an illusion. If you want to look at this on a metaphysical philosophy, all this limitation that we believe that's in our life is an illusion. I know. So I got to thinking about that. It's like, well, if this is all an illusion, what do I want? And what do I not want? And what can I change? And when you're proactive at what you want to shift out, it starts to change the way you look at things. How are you looking at it? Can you give it a possibility of changing the way you look at it? I mean, I think that's a quote Wayne Dyer had in one of his books. You change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Yep. It is. And it's really a rewritten quote from a very spiritual old truth. And it changes when your perspective changes. When you change a belief about something, it completely changes. If you believe you're never going to be good enough at whatever it is you want to do, then you won't be. You won't be because you don't believe you are. It doesn't matter how many people tell you how good it is. It will never be enough. You won't go there until you believe it. And then it's like, well, wait a minute. What am I doing? What am I doing that I want to do? Or what am I doing that everybody else wants me to do? You know, and you feel like now you don't know whether it's what you want to do or you're just doing it because everybody else thinks you should do it. Have you ever thought about that? This is a good time to go inside and look at things from a different perspective to see it for what it is. And if you want to stay on that path or if you want to change it. And yes, there's going to be anger flying around. You know, it happens. People are going to get angry. People are going to get resentful. People are going to feel like, hey, you told me to do this and it didn't work. Did you believe it? Did you keep trying or did you just try it once? I've been working at this for years. Some things took much longer to shift within my own self than it did other things. Some things were quicker. Some things took much longer. It depends on what it is and it depends on how deep-seated that stuff is. I'm sharing ways to support you positively because I've chosen to not put out more negative energy, I've chosen to put out positive. So it's here for you to receive it or not receive it. I can't make you go, hey, you know, she's so positive. What am I going to do? Let me be positive. You know, it's not like that. It's about applying it as a lifestyle. When I have things that happen that upset me, and they do, things happen, you know, and I'll feel it. And then I go, okay, let's just work through that and change it. And that's what it's what I practice now. And it's so much more short-lived. I'm so much healthier for it. And I'm not wasting all my energy on something. I'm not wasting my energy on something that I can't control. I'm not wasting my energy on being upset about something somebody did. Now I've shifted, redirected in something productive, something that's good for me, something that's good that I can give back to you. It takes practice to do that. It's not like, oh, okay, one day you're just going to wake up and it's all going to be, yay, unicorns and rainbows or whatever. It's not like that. Spiritual awareness isn't like that. Spiritual awareness is you're aware. Awakened means you don't have your head in the sand anymore. You're seeing beyond the physical plane, beyond what you're living right now. You're working toward connecting and realigning with your higher self, your goals with the divine, your life purpose. And, you know, when it happens, all of a sudden it feels like your whole world flipped upside down. And now you don't know where to start. It's like you want to read 10 books at once. I know there's a few of you out there like that. And you're like, I can't seem to get enough. I can't seem to get enough. That's an awakening thing. And it will purge out physical things, you know, things that where the energy is in the body, and it will start to purge it out. So we're going to take a short break. If you guys want to call in, we have one more segment. We can take a caller. 1-800-930-2819. This is Angel Guidance for a Spiritual Awakening or Awareness. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Calling all Intuit's healers and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back for the last segment, and we're talking about angel guidance and spiritual awakening, or our awareness. And I believe we have time for one caller. Brian, we have a caller, right?
Yes, we do. Okay. It's the lovely Corina from the Sunshine State of California.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Corina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Well, I have a question in regards to what you were saying about the clearing. How do you clear, like, you know, childhood traumatic events that possibly could be interfering with your adult life?
Okay. Well, okay.
And I've done Reiki.
Interfere with
adult
life.
So I'm like, is that
the
only way or not?
You're going to be doing that in layers, for one. So the quick answer is it won't happen all at once. But I, depending on how intensive they are, one of the big, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because one of the things that Raphael, and I think I didn't get to it, one of the things that's happening with the energy right now is people aren't drinking enough water. I know that sounds strange and so plain, but are you drinking water like you should? I'm being honest.
I'll be honest with you. I am a huge water drinker. Huge.
Okay, good, good.
But
no, keep
recently,
going.
Yeah, I haven't. I've been drinking more coffee than water.
Right. Well, water, the reason I'm bringing up water, we can bathe in it with salts like Epsom, or I like Himalayan myself. That will clear energy off that you feel is affecting you. When for example, if something triggered something from the past or childhood, or you feel like you just reacted and that was because of something that happened before and you reacted to something else. Introspective time right now is, okay, that it's looking at it and identifying it, putting it out and going, you know what, objectively, that was the past. So you're actually asking to release past pain. So with your intentions, and I use with Michael all the time and Raphael, they're the two best ones for that, I'll be honest with you. And a lot of water, taking water in and being in the water. And like I was doing a study and I was reading the other day, and this has nothing to do with you, Karina, but lots of things can cause a traumatic thing. And then we've got the other disorders out there. And a lot of the things that I was looking at metaphysically for mental disorders. Now, they're not drinking enough water. And I know that sounds like so basic. But the reason I say water is because it's a conduit. Energy attaches to it and releases it. So if you are with intention doing a prayer, or you're asking for that clearing and you're asking Michael to detach those cords. And that's what I do. I was like, Michael, take it away. If you're having trouble, you're feeling overwhelmed, have him take that, cut the cord, take it away. Visualize you're handing it to him. It's gone. And drink the water to help clear the rest of the energy out. Now.
Oh my God. I just had a thought. When you're done.
Huh?
Say it. I can't forget it.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, go ahead, finish what you were saying. I had a thought into what you were exactly what you're saying right now.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we've got to hurry up too. Go ahead with your thought because we're gonna run
okay.
out of time.
Well,
at the
you
end
know,
of the show.
I heard that like when you have intentions, like at night before you go to sleep, you mm-hmm. have a glass of water, and you know you say your intention, you drink your water, half of it. You go to sleep, you wake up, you say that intention again, and you drink the other half of water. And that kind of just, they say that that kind of works to help flow the intentions.
It does, but I'm going to tweak that a little bit and suggest something, because there's a lot of different ways to approach this, okay? I would have a glass of water on the table that you do not drink, and then a glass of water that you drink with your intention. And you could do it in the morning after you wake up. You do the one at night, you drink the water, but don't leave half of it for the next morning. Pour that out and get a fresh glass of water. And the reason I'm saying that is because you've set that intention to release, and water's a conduit. You got that glass right there. It's going to attract the energies you're releasing, and it's going into the glass of water. Mm. And throw that out. Throw that out, like put it into the earth. I mean, when you put that on a plant or into the earth, earth transmutes that. It's not like you're going to hurt the plant with toxic energy. It actually will help ground and change that too. So, you know, recycle it into something that way, and then earth will transmute it. Because there's two different schools of thought on that, because the energy is absorbed. And I know for a fact, with what I've experienced when I've had clients in my office, I had water fountains with crystals. I had rose quartz and fluorite that were wonderful for energy and bringing in the love. And I had a client one time where and it's happened more than once, where the intensity of the energy was so intense as I was doing the clearing, the fountain exploded. I'm not kidding you. The fountain exploded. Mm. And I thought, glad I got all these things around. Yes. And so I know that it goes into, that's my own personal experience. I know that it goes into the water. Now, I'm not saying that won't work, but depending on how big or how deep-seated the energy is you're trying to release, I recommend using fresh water in the morning with the intention. I like the idea of doing the intention twice. It's kind of like doing your shield twice every 12 hours. So if you shield up every 12 hours to protect yourself from negative energy and you do your intention twice, I like the reinforcement of that, but I would use fresh water. Throw out the other water. But I would keep water by the bedside to absorb what you're releasing during the night.
Thank you so much. I've heard of that before.
Give it a try. Give it a try.
But I didn't hear about it.
Makes a difference.
That was the rationale behind it. I've heard it's good to have a cup of water next to your bedside, but I thought, in case you get thirsty at night. I don't know.
Well, you know, I never realized the rationale behind it. I get very thirsty at night, and I burn off like you wouldn't believe. I've been that way, and it's not hormones because, a 10-year-old has hormone stuff. I've always been this way with absorbing the energies and burning them off. I know my body is detoxifying with the fire energy. It's just detoxifying everything off. And I couldn't be better when I wake up in the morning. So I don't look at the hot as something negative. I look at it as that's what I've absorbed and it's processing it off. I also make sure I shower or I take a bath before going to bed. I wash the day off. I don't go to bed like that. Wash the day off. You'll get a lot of the energy off. You'll have half of it off already before you go to go to bed. You see what I mean?
I do the same thing. I always shower at night.
Yeah. And if you don't, you're very fidgety. You can't sleep right because you've still got the energy on you. If you absorb it like a sponge, like I do, I'm a healer for energy. So I transmute all the time. I got to keep it washed off pretty regular. And the shield has to be up or I'm going to get worn out. But try that with the water. Just tweak what you're doing. I like what you're doing with intentions and just tweak it. And if anybody else out there has never tried this, give it a try because water is a conduit. It absorbs energy like crazy. So use it. Use it and let it go into the glass.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have to run because we've got to go. But thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you brought the question up. It will come off in layers, and always seek out someone to talk to that can help you walk through that with different perspective and to detach if you're getting in over your head with the childhood stuff, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You are so welcome, Karina. Bye-bye now. Wow, great call. Thank you, Karina, for that. And you know what? We're out of time. We're going to have to go. I could keep going on. I'm going to keep plugging in with the energies that they're bringing me, and I'm going to bring you that every week. I have no idea what they're going to have for next week right now, but I know they're bringing it to me gently, and I'm just going to bring it right to you. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in and joining the show and subscribing, and we're growing like crazy over on the YouTube channel, and so thank you so much. If you know someone that could benefit from the show and need a little encouragement, please do share. And thank you so much to Transformation Talk Radio, my network over there, and to WBLQ in Westerly for streaming the show. Thanks, Brian. You are very appreciated over there. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.